Later this morning, we'll find out exactly how many Australians lost their jobs last month because of the pandemic shutdowns when the Bureau of Statistics releases the official labour force figures. It's been a week since the federal government's $130 billion JobKeeper wage subsidy scheme passed Parliament, but there's confusion about how the program works, with many bosses and staff wondering how they'll scrape together the cash needed to bridge the gap until payments start next month. Political reporter Anna Henderson.
Suspended above the tree line in far north Queensland's wet tropics runs a 7.5-kilometre tourism drawcard.
One of the longest cableways on the planet, which is 7.5 kilometres long. The other thing that we have is the world's oldest continually surviving rainforest.
SkyRail General Manager Richard Berman-Hardman says the World Heritage Area is the kind of place visitors from across the world flock to.
As a large operator, we see hundreds of thousands of visitors under usual circumstances, but not now, obviously.
The business employed well over 100 staff.
We're a family business, so having to stand down 75% of your workforce will go down as a career lowlight for me personally.
The government's JobKeeper wage subsidy payment of $1,500 a fortnight was initially celebrated, but the business has not yet been able to apply for the scheme.
It has taken a bit longer than we would have liked to be able to send clear signals to our staff about when they're going to be getting paid their JobKeeper allowance.
The subsidy will be in place for 6 months, but Richard Berman-Hardman fears that's nowhere near long enough.
Tourism is the first industry to experience the tsunami of COVID-19, and we will most likely be the last industry to escape its clutches. I can't envisage a period of time shorter than 12 months for us to get back to a point where we're able to sustain the same staffing levels that we were before the crisis struck.
Sarah Lansley-Reed was working as a reservation supervisor at SkyRail until the end of last month. She says she was lucky because she had annual leave to fall back on, but some colleagues did not.
So I know that there's lots that are living at the moment on no income. I guess for most people it's a matter of whether they can put food on the table, feed their kids, pay their mortgages.
Labor lobbied for the wage subsidy, but is worried some businesses will crumble before it arrives. Shadow Employment Minister Brendan O'Connor.
And the money that's associated with these packages must get to these businesses and these workers as quickly as possible. The need for speed is critical.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has urged business owners to start paying the subsidy now. He says when the money starts to flow in May, the businesses will be paid back.
I would encourage all employers to pay their employees as soon as possible.
The government has also announced taxpayer-funded wages assistance of up to $100,000 and says any business that is worried about cash flow can broach the issue directly with their financial institution.
And the banks stand ready to stand with their customers to bridge that financial load between now and that first payment in May.
And that's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, ending Anna Henderson's report.